It's Marketplace Tech Report from American Public Media for Tuesday, November 23rd, 2010. I'm John Moe. Would it be better if we all looked like Gumby going through airport security? ProVision is a new software program for airport scanners for Massachusetts company L3. You show up on a monitor as a mannequin. Objects you're carrying show up too. Your naked body does not. The TSA is testing it. Should be in U.S. airports next year. That's not much consolation to holiday travelers this year, of course, who are concerned about privacy. Noah Schachtman writes for Wired and is a non-resident fellow at Brookings. Noah, how do the machines in airports today work?
There's actually two different kinds of scanners. One's called a backscatter X-ray. It shoots X-rays at a person, very low level. The second one is called a millimeter wave system. Sort of works the same way, but instead of using X-rays, it uses these things, millimeter waves, which are a close cousin of microwaves. The idea is that they just stop both of these things right at the skin, and so anything either at the skin level or just above it should be able to be detected with a greater degree of accuracy than previous scanners. For both of them, there's privacy algorithms. For the millimeter waves, what they do is they blur the face and maybe the groin and maybe the chest. For the backscatter X-rays, they kind of make the whole image more fuzzy, you know, have a lower resolution. But, of course, the problem is as soon as you apply those privacy algorithms, you actually make the screenings much less effective, right? Because if you blur out the groin, then, you know, a bomb hidden in the groin area wouldn't be visible. And so you've actually kind of done a self-defeat of the system.
So is there a way to be private and safe? Dr. Bill Wattenberg is a former scientist with Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory, where he worked on some of these technologies. He says just distort the outlines of the silhouette so it doesn't look like a person.
If you put an outline of the human body on a computer with a 10-year-old kid that knows Photoshop, he'd know how to do it in 10 minutes, okay? You just simply grab points on the outline and stretch them out of position.
But do we lose any security measures by not being able to scan the outline of the body?
Right now, the scanner takes an image with an electronic device, much like your digital cameras, and that digital information is processed by a computer to look for dense objects or things that are abnormal in the signal that bounces off your body. And then they enhance that and show it right to the scanner. It's like zooming in on whole Earth with Google if you want to see the rooftop. They can still do that because it doesn't show the full body of the person.
Travelers aren't just concerned about the scan when it happens. There's also the question of what becomes of those quasi-nude photos. Again, Noah Schachtman.
We know that earlier versions of the machines were set up to be networked and set up to be able to, you know, stick a thumb drive in them and pull the information out. The TSA claims that all the new machines are specifically not networked and do not have such drives. That said, the image is shipped from the machine to another enclosed room, so there's got to be some kind of networking going on.
Other stories we're following at MarketplaceTech.org. Apple is now offering its iPad, iPhone, iPod Touch locator service for free. You can send a signal from your computer, and the device will report where it is. If it's stolen, you can even wipe all the data remotely. And more bummers for Google TV owners. Viacom is now blocking its programs from Google TV, so no MTV, no Nickelodeon, no Comedy Central. TV networks ABC, NBC, and CBS have been blocking it for a while. Producer Larissa Anderson is here.
John, Angry Birds is a popular video game for smartphones.
And an addictive one, as my neglected children can attest.
But the birds aren't the only ones angry. Owners of slower Android phones have bought the game only to find it doesn't work. Those birds just won't fly. Rovio, the company that makes Angry Birds, now says they're busy creating a lighter version for slower machines.
Rovio also says the game has now been downloaded 30 million times. That's the equivalent of 1 in 10 Americans.
And this holiday season, there are stuffed animal versions in case you want to cuddle an angry bird.
We have more about the angry bird phenomenon. It used to just be something I played on the iPhone. Now it's a cultural institution, including a quasi PG-13 video. That's at MarketplaceTech.org. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by The Economist, covering news and ideas from around the world and the connections between them. The Economist on newsstands, The Economist online, and now on iPhone and iPad.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.